welcome to today's episode of the new science of physical health, where we've got one mission in mind: how to help you and the people that you care about to outsmart sickness, disease, and premature death. Let's dive into it right now in today's episode. Okay, everybody, we're here at part two of this critical thinking lesson series. I'm going to say that a bit slowly, then this is part two, because otherwise you can spit it out too quickly and it comes out the wrong way. So, part two. This is my first ever lesson, but this is part two. If you have just finished off, you'll know where we're up to. But just to build it back up again, if you have not recently listened to part one of this lesson, you'll remember that I finished off the conversation I had with a world-renowned, world-respected, best-selling author who's a cardiologist from Louisiana, Dr. Carl Lavie. And he was talking about the topic of the obesity paradox. So if you can't remember that and refresh it, go back to part one. It's right at the end. Right now, I'm picking up at the start of this lesson on commenting about what he said at the end of part one of this first lesson. So this is my comment about what Dr. Lavie said, and then I'm going to tie that directly back into this article that came into my newsfeed today. Should doctors be talking to their patients about their weight? Is Taryn Brumfitt correct in that statement? So let's let my commentary happen and then tie it back into the article. Here's the transition bell right now. All right, there you go. I love his accent, by the way, Dr. Lavie's accent. There you have some key evidence from one of the world's most respected cardiologists, researchers, and also a best-selling author. So back to the driving question and applying critical thinking skills to it. Is Taryn correct? The evidence says an emphatic yes. Dr. Lavie says, in his own words, too much emphasis is put on weight. But for my audience in the new science of physical health, the world that I've created, the body positivity movement actually leaves out one critical and absolutely vital part of analysis in the article. Now, you can't fit everything in the article, by the way, but this article leaves out one critical, absolutely vital part of the analysis. And by the way, I don't think that the body positivity movement leaves out the critical component I'm about to mention on purpose. It's more, most likely, they haven't been exposed to the science or the teaching frameworks that are inside the new science of physical health, Outsmart Classroom. So, I'm going to wrap up this critical thinking lesson by bringing to you a person who today is considered the world's most respected and well-researched PhD in exercise physiology and converting research into actionable outcomes. He has clinically validated, this PhD I'm about to introduce you to, validated a key medical biometric that is by far and away more important than weight or obesity. His work is so respected that the organization considered to be the gold standard on health advice, the American Heart Association, published a new scientific statement in 2016 recommending doctors measure a specific biometric in their clinics that they're not doing. And by the way, still not doing. So it's a great scientific statement, but it hasn't been converted into actionable results with doctors yet. And that's a problem. I address that inside my Outsmart Classroom and how we overcome that problem. But the biometric that we're going to talk about is far more influential in determining your health outcomes than anything else. So, and including weight. Here is the scientific statement and the title of it. The importance of assessing CRF scores, or I like to call it health impact scores, in a clinical practice. A case for using health impact scores as a clinical vital sign. A scientific statement from the American Heart Association. It's a long-winded title, by the way, like most scientific statements are. Now, just to show you how important this statement is, here is a list of the doctors and medical boards who signed off on it. It's about 50 or 60 pages long, this research. Now, I'm one of those nerds who love reading medical research, but I love, as a teacher, converting the complexity of it into simple lessons. But listen to some of the doctors. Dr. Robert Ross, Dr. Stephen N. Blair, an exercise physiologist, Dr. Ross Arena, Dr. Timothy S. Church, Dr. Jean-Pierre Depre, Dr. Barry A. Franklin. I've interviewed Dr. Barry Franklin. Dr. William Haskell, Dr. Leonard A. Kaminsky, Dr. Benjamin Levine, Dr. Carl Lavey. He's one of the research professors who contributed to the scientific statement. You've just heard from him. Dr. Jonathan Myers, Dr. Joseph Neubauer, I think that's how you pronounce it, Dr. Robert Salas, Dr. Sumu Sawada. Some of these I'm finding difficulty. Dr. Izu Sui. And Professor Ulrich Wisloff. Now, you'll get to hear about him and hear from him in just a moment, because I've interviewed and spent time with him. On behalf of the American... So here are those are the doctors who did this work, this 50, 60-page research scientific statement, on behalf of the American Heart Association. And here were the esteemed medical bodies that they did it on behalf of. Now, each of these medical bodies has a group, a large group of doctors that sit on the medical bodies to guide them and to make sure that what they're putting out is correct. So, those doctors did this work on behalf of and approved by the American Heart Association of Physical Activity, the Committee of the Council of Lifestyle and Cardiometabolic Health, the Council of Clinical Cardiology, the Council of Epidemiology and Prevention, the Council of Cardiovascular and Stroke Nursing, the Council of Functional Genomics and Translational Biology, and the Stroke Council. So every one of those that I just mentioned, all of them have groups of doctors that approved this scientific statement. Now, I don't have time to detail this medical research paper here. So let me give you a summary of what is being said. Health impact scores, or CRF scores, I won't go into what they are here. If you want that, I'll give you an opportunity to do that at the end of this lesson. CRF scores, health impact scores, are crucial for maintaining human physical health due to their strong association with the number one killer, cardiovascular disease. All-cause mortality and mortality rates related to various cancers. All-cause mortality, by the way, if you don't know what that means, all causes of sickness, disease, and premature death. Research has shown that CRF scores, or health impact scores, as I like to describe them as a teacher, is a stronger predictor of mortality than established risk factors like, listen to this, smoking, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, and being overweight. Incorporating CRF into risk assessment can significantly improve the classification of risk for adverse outcomes, providing health professionals, including doctors, with unique opportunities to enhance patient management and promote lifestyle-based strategies to reduce cardiovascular disease risk and all-cause mortality. This scientific statement is saying doctors should be using this score to improve the health outcomes of patients instead of things like being overweight or BMI. The focus is on the wrong thing. For my purposes, saying it is not related to... the focus is on the wrong thing. So, I just got a bit confused there in what I was writing. Don't get me wrong. I'm encouraged by the body positivity movement massively. There's no pun intended in that, by the way. Because I'm deeply invested in encouraging anything that causes people to want to fall in love with being physically healthy. I'm going to talk about the mental health side in this particular lesson. I do that in other lessons. But I am deeply invested in encouraging any organization or groups of people that cause people to want to fall in love with being physically healthy. The body positivity movement definitely falls into that category. What needs to be taught, however, and put into our medical system and into our education system, Professor Wisloff and I talked about this, is that your health impact score is the defining measurement of your medical well-being from a physical sense. One of the professors, so Professor Wisloff is the very last person on that medical research scientific statement. He's from Norway. And as I mentioned earlier, you guessed it, I have spent time working with him and embedding his complex medical research into my simple learning frameworks. Professor Wisloff is, in my opinion, the world's number one PhD at converting medical research into actionable health improvements for the general community. So he, listen to who he is. The head of cardiac exercise research, where he leads a group of 55 employees, or thereabouts, at the Department of Circulation and Medical Imaging at the Norwegian University of Science and Technology. And an honorary professor, I can't believe this one, at the University of Queensland, Australia. What is it about these doctors from overseas that love coming to Australia? I don't know. I have to ask him that. So, how well respected is Professor Wisloff? Google Scholar offers a metric called a H-index to quantify the impact of a scientific researcher's publications. The H-index is a measure of both the productivity and citation impact of an individual's publications. It is based on the number of papers a researcher has published and the number of times those papers have been cited by other scholars. After 20 years of research, a H-index of 20 is good. 40 is considered outstanding. 60 is truly exceptional. So, what does Google Scholar rate Professor Wisloff's H-index score? Listen to this with a drum roll. I'm doing my best as a drum roll. That's my best on my keyboard. 94. I just told you a H-index score for a professor of 60 is exceptional. His is 94. So, his evidence is off the chart in terms of its impact. So, let's get, before we wrap up this episode, I'm about to wrap this up shortly. Here is 2 minutes of my private conversation with Professor Ulrich Wisloff.
And so on. So a long story short was that everyone agrees that heart rate reflects your body and your kid's body's response to any physical activity.
Yeah.
And then I thought, can we make something meaningful out of heart rate that is related to health outcome? Because heart rate is also meaningless if you can't relate it to something. So we had this, I had this idea, and we tested 5,000 people on a treadmill in a health survey. 5,000. So it's a crazy job. We used 1.5 years to do this, and they were aged 20 to actually 13 to 90 years. We were able to make this, or we were studying the heart rate pattern over a week, and we tried to, can we link that to a health score or a health status? And we were able to do that. So we observed that those that had a certain heart rate pattern, they had good cardiovascular health, and those that did not, or had a different heart rate pattern over a week, they had poor cardiovascular health. And then we graded this into a score from 0 to 100 and above.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the most deeply respected and well-researched, evidence-based professors with clinical evidence, that means double-blind, peer-reviewed, published studies of any professor on the entire planet when it comes to health incomes. Dr. Wisloff finished off in that short clip, about 1 minute 20, talking about his health impact score. The very score that the American Heart Association says doctors should be helping you to understand if you want to become more physically healthy. So inside my Outsmart classroom, which is an extension of the new science of physical health, is an entire course called The Algorithm. There you get to meet more of Professor Wisloff, and after the very first lesson, you'll be able to start using his health impact score to create positive molecular and physiological health adaptations in your own body that have the effect of the actual real-world impact of driving down your clinical risk of complications from obesity, catastrophic cardiovascular events, diabetes, and metabolic disease by a staggering, colossal 30 to 54%. That's not an arbitrary percentage, by the way. That's provable with clinical evidence. So go to my Outsmart classroom. There's a link in the lesson notes. And I'll literally teach you one-to-one where, I'm so excited about this, authentically, where you can get your personal one-to-one health questions answered in real time using a brand new learning health technology that I just had built with some programmers. I'll teach you one-to-one about the health impact score and how using it in your daily life simply, automatically, will decrease your complications from anything to do with excess weight. Listen to this. Backed by clinical evidence, regardless of whether you lose weight at all on the scales or not. I cannot tell you the epiphany that so many people who listen to this program for the algorithm have had across the 96 countries that are tuned into this series. The epiphany they've had when they start to utilize Professor Wisloff's health impact score automatically from their smartwatch. I will guarantee you with rock solid evidence, you'll never have to become or even approach becoming an athlete. In the course that I will deliver to you, called The Algorithm, inside the Outsmart Classroom, the link's in the lesson notes, I'll show you not only how to use the algorithm, the health impact score, and how it is better than anything to do with compared to measuring your weight. So measure health impact score, not your weight, if you want to be healthy, but also how to create positive, how this algorithm creates positive molecular and physiological health adaptations with the effect of improving, the outcome of improving the structure and function of your heart, blood vessel network, and cell structure. So forget focusing on weight being a measurement of your health status. Start learning how to improve your clinically validated health impact score. So let's finally wrap it up. Well done to the Australian of the Year, Taryn Brumfitt, on being able to bring a spotlight on the topic of excess body weight. For all the critics of the body positivity movement, you might want to do some more critical analysis before you go down that rabbit hole of criticizing. It's easy to make statements that are just opinions. My contribution to the discussion is to draw you into my world of learning and education, the one that I label the new science of physical health. I can't wait to share with you more in the next episode. This is my obsession. If you've listened to any of my other programs, you'll know why. I'm not going to go into that right now. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you to Amber, the journalist, who produced this article and made it available to everybody, literally, around the world. If you just type in Sydney Morning Herald, the title is Doctors Should Avoid Discussing Patients' Weight, Australian of the Year says. So Amber Schultz, great journalist, great article. Thank you for bringing this so that I could read it and share it with as many people as possible. And I hope you bring more things like this to our attention. Thanks, everybody. See you in the next lesson of the Critical Thinking Lesson Series of the new science of physical health. Bye for now.